Good morning, listeners, and welcome to Moment of Hope. There are some teachers we remember because they taught us a subject. There are others we remember because they helped shape our lives. Today, we celebrate one such extraordinary woman, Dr. Blossom White. To many, she was a teacher, to others, a mentor. To countless young people, she became a spiritual mother, offering guidance, encouragement, discipline, and unconditional love. Her influence did not end in the classroom. It lives on in ministries, families, churches, and communities across Jamaica through many lives she touched. Joining us are former students of the Jamaica Theological Seminary, who affectionately described her as mother of a generation. They are now pioneers of the nationwide Passion and Purity program, equipping young people across Jamaica to pursue lives of integrity and purpose and holiness. Today, we explore not simply who Blossom White was, but how her life continues to bear fruit in a new generation. Welcome to Moment of Hope, Andrew and Donnet Norman. It is such an honor to have you on this program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great. Donnet and Norman, I'm not sure if both of you were in the same class with her at the same time.
I would love
to get your perspective as to how you saw Dr. White. Andrew?
Well, she was just a lady of poise. She you could see that she had mastery of what she was doing. It's like it was a conversation in her class, you know. So I was thoroughly blessed by her course. And my wife did studied with her before. And so, you know, I was told that she's a street teacher and so on. But yeah, that's what she does. She was just in charge of her space. And yeah, lots more to be said.
Donnet, what was your first impression of her?
She taught me sociology and Caribbean family life. First impression, she was strict and a no-nonsense teacher. And you heard that you have to work very, very hard to get an A. But once I entertained her first class, I realized that she was a specialist in that area and she knew what she was doing, that she would deliver.
What were some of the takeaways? I hear everybody talking about Caribbean family life outside of this program, eh? And so give our viewers, what is it that grabbed you and gave you that knowledge that, you know, this is going to be something different and something I can take with me along life's journey?
Well, she painted a picture of whatever concept she was bringing across because she taught with conviction. She was passionate about family life, family the way God intended family. So every class had that thread of bringing you to bear on God's concept of family. And that is what she delivered.
Andrea, at what point did you realize she genuinely cared about you beyond the classroom?
Well, when she spoke to me, I felt like, you know, I had all of her attention. So she had a way of, she talking to the whole class, but when she's addressing me as an individual, I felt like, you know, nobody else was in the world. Like she was really listening kind of thing. So that's what kind of made me feel that, you know, that connection.
Thank you. There's something that differentiates great mentors and great teachers. I know Blossom White would have touched many lives. When did she become a mother figure in your life, Donnet?
When she started to take interest in me as a person, us as a couple, and in the program that we launched, Passion and Purity. And she began to give practical advice in a personal way, in that we would visit her home and just talk about what is happening in Passion and Purity and what is happening in our lives.
Right. Yeah, I guess I could say ditto to all that was said. But she also was just able to, I felt like when she addressed the issues that she addressed, you could relate, she really helped to break down what was really going on in the social situation in the Caribbean. And, you know, she taught sociology too. So she just had a way of making you see the real things that were happening without coloring it, without prettying it up. But at the same time, like Onyx said, there was this practicality as to, okay, so this is the real situation, but this is how we can address it.
As she was in the process of transforming lives and transferring knowledge, was there any moment where she corrected you in a way that changed your outlook on life? Any of you could take that? Anyone?
Well, it was her conviction that was a corrective, in the sense that if you spoke about anything that had to do with God, family life, youth, teenage sexuality, and you sounded anyway like you sounded passive, her strong conviction about it would correct you in terms of, hey, this is serious. This is serious business. So personally, there were not character flaws that she would correct us on, but she was one sent into our lives by God to reinforce, to install, to encourage a passion for God's way of doing life, God's way of doing family.
Thank you so much, Donet. Talk to us a little about passion and purity. And how did she, you know, birth, if she did, or watered the seeds for that movement?
Passion and Purity is a youth movement that was launched officially in Jamaica 2008. During her classes, I pause to say here, there are two lecturers that had the same effect on me in particular. Reverend Courtney Richards and Dr. Blossom White, and they were known as strict disciplinarians. The way she brought across the content, I was reminded of a man called Robert Ricks, who started the modern Sunday school movement with coal miners' children. When she finished teaching, you saw the need to do something about it. If you did a paper, it was not just supposed to be a written paper. The practical side, she encouraged you to take on the practical life of the papers you did. So it was her drive to be practical and to engage that we adopted.
Norman, do you want to add anything to that?
She had some regular things that she said, but at the same time, it came across with such conviction. She's not going to be satisfied with what we say to make a thinker conviction. Like, she was a woman of conviction, and she's looking to see that same conviction in you. So when you speak, she's looking to hear that. So that's who I remember her to be to me. And she's just, yeah. She just echoed the sentiments of Christ, of the Word.
Were there any specific principles that she taught that is still being used now in your movement, Passion and Purity?
Yes, certainly as it relates to family life and family God's way and the whole thing of sexual purity, that those things were just some things that she affirmed very strongly. You know, so she would just pull you back to center. It's like, you know, and we shoot the transparency too was something for somebody, you know, she was a little older than us. So, you know, we were kind of shocked by how transparent she was about just real life and marriage and relationship and sexuality and so on. So, that's good for the kids because they are getting everything in their faces now. So as we interact with them, you know, the youth, we just be very real with them. And what I've experienced over the years is that a lot of persons, even if they are older, they had a lot of experiences in their teenage years. And so we wake up those experiences that they had not dealt with, and they feel safe to honor those experiences and get ministry for those experiences.
Donit, would passion and purity look different today if you hadn't met Dr. White?
Yes, it would look differently, because what she drove home was family. So we have a marriage and family chapter of Passion and Purity called Marriage is Honorable. And so her teachings, and we were able to interview both her and her husband, their modeling of good family life at home and in the public space is an example that we emulate and carry and teach.
We're talking with our guests, Andrew Norman and Donit Norman, pioneers and president of the Passion and Purity movement. And they were students of Dr. Blossom White, who passed away recently. And we're just here talking about her life and her legacy. We're going to tell some stories now that still make you smile. You could never be having classes like Caribbean Family Life and talking about passion and purity and sex and don't have some stories that you laugh about. So share one of the stories that always make you laugh, Norman.
Wow, we are on air. And like I said, she was very transparent. Wow. She gave us some very nice tips to talk about the difference between males and females. You know, like I remember mentioning something that I'm laughing about right now, where as relates to intimacy, I said the whole world could be popping down and the male don't hear it, but if a cat meow, the female is out of it. So stuff like that, yeah.
Thanks, Norman. Thank you for being so very cautious in what you say, you know. Was there something that she always said, Donit? Did she have a favorite expression?
I think, you know, she connected statements with, you know, bringing you into it, that, you know, how we use, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She would always be saying that. And, you know, just going straight across, because we did several interviews with her. We, as I said before, we visited her home, but she also mentored us through the Moment of Hope program, which we would be sure to tune into even from before we met her.
So, Donit, were you the teacher's pet?
I don't think I was a teacher's pet. I just think I was one of the ones she connected with. She saw that I was pulling an impartation, and therefore she invested wisdom outside of the classroom and in the classroom to ensure that I would be what she knew that God wanted me to be. And I must insert this there that later on, it was my privilege to have taught Jan, her granddaughter at Woolmans, for several years, and Gian became our Passion and Purity high school rep. So the relationship continued for Passion and Purity through her granddaughter, and even today we are still in touch.
Across many generations, she has been a woman of integrity. Andrew, what do you miss most about her?
Oh boy, Jamaica needs people like her. Just like I said, she's not a double-minded person. She's just you get whatever she says is what she means. You know, her academic scholarship, her excellence in scholarship. She was obviously very adept at what she shared and the area she focused on, but at the same time, the conversation and style. She was somebody that I found, if you get past the seemingly strict personality and really get into what she's saying, you can really see, I found her easy to talk to, you know. So we need that kind of personality, that kind of strength of character in Jamaica. And I pray that somebody will catch your mantle and will multiply. Because, boy, you know, not just Jamaica, she ministered all across the Caribbean, as you well know. And, of course, radio goes all over the world. So,
yeah, and this is where I would like to just give you a second or two. Just tell the listeners about Passion and Purity. What's happening where that is concerned in this kind of diverse environment that we are living in?
Well, the message continues.
Go ahead, Donna. Yeah.
We are encouraging persons to find what God wanted them to be, what God has purposed them to be, and to live it out with purity. And therefore, we can hear in our spirits the spirit of Mrs. Blossom White saying, find your passion and go hard for it.
Yes.
With God, because she combined, she didn't make an idol out of academia, but she infused the godly principles in academia and therefore produced lives that could be lived to the glory of God. So that's what Passion and Purity is about. We still continue our high school conferences, our camps. We are still out there encouraging young people to connect with God, to find why he created them.
Thank you so much. I'm going to ask now each of you to just one sentence. There are many persons who are mourning the loss of Sister Blossom from this conversation. And so one sentence before we close. And after your one sentence, I'm going to ask Andrew if you can pray.
My one sentence, Mrs. Blossom White was an inspirational, anointed servant of God. And may all who come behind her, may God find us faithful.
Yes, so may we walk in the same faithfulness to God that she walked in, the same example. May we set that same example as she set in this nation and in the world. Yes, so Father, we thank you for Sister Blossom White, we thank you for her life. We thank you for the conviction that you anointed her to walk in, the clarity with which she spoke, the comprehensiveness with which she dealt with particular topics, and just the vulnerability, the transparency to really just unpack things as they really were. But at the same time, while identifying people who are adding to the problem in this nation, and in the world, finding that compassion to say, how can these persons be delivered? We continue to pray for the persons who are grieving our loss. And we pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that somehow in the midst of everything that we are feeling and experiencing, particularly her husband and other very close family members and her church family, mighty God, the persons who used to listen on the radio, we pray, Father, that the comfort of the Holy Spirit would come now to hearts in the name of Jesus. And that, Lord, that continuation of the life and ministry of Christ, which we saw in her, we would embrace that and continue to allow that to flow to our generation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Donet and Andrew. As we have listened today, one truth has echoed through every story. Sister Dr. Blossom White did not simply prepare students to pass examinations. She prepared them to navigate life with faith, courage, integrity, and purpose. She understood that education shapes the mind, but love shapes the heart. She knew that knowledge informs, but character transforms. The greatest measure of her life is not found in certificates, positions, or public recognition. It is found in the countless lives that continue to reflect the values she so faithfully embodied. That is why she is remembered not only as an educator or mentor, but as a mother of a generation, a woman whose influence continues to ripple through families, churches, schools, and countless communities across Jamaica. May the Lord continue to warm our hearts, to keep us in his peace as we mourn the loss of Sister Blossom White. Thank you.
Thank you for having us. God bless you.
Before we go, if you are in need of prayer, counseling, or further information, please call the Missionary Church Association's head office, or you can WhatsApp them at 876-791-0527. A reminder that regardless of what you encounter in life, there is hope, and there is power in prayer. Hebrews 11 verse 6 reminds us that God rewards those who earnestly seek him. And so we encourage you to pray by yourself or join with a family member or a friend. And let us pray, being mindful that God answers prayers. Do join us next week.